a Quincy Jones retrospective. We close with Baraka at 90 on Thursday, December 19th. Detailed schedule at WPFWFM.org. You can give the gift of knowledge anytime by texting WPFWFM to 801-801. Helping us to build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
I'm Muiza Muntali, host of African Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles, tell them too? You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
People.
Yeah, yeah. Tell them how you feel.
Yeah, tell them how you feel.
How you feel?
Morning, Chip.
Morning.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Community Watch Your Comment, Friday edition. I'm Ryan Pinchback, along with Chip Jones. And most importantly, you, the listener, the audience. Because we want to give you the opportunity to sound off on things that are important to you. It should be important to all of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, next week, there's a possibility we will not be on. There's a possibility. So this week, we're going to start our end of the year look-see. And this morning, we are asking you folks to share with us your story, you know, of the year. Just give us a call, 202-588-0893. It can be any story that you feel motivated you or enlightened you or surprised you. It doesn't have to be politics. You know, it doesn't have to be anything. You know, your story of the year. And then within a category that you may choose, okay? Because this is Community Watch and Comment. Hey, Chip.
Hey.
It's been a wild year, man.
Been a wild year.
It's been a wild, it's still a wild year. Well, no. We got, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Next year's going to be wilder, though.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's teeing us up, you know, as they say.
Yep.
There are several stories out there. Of course, the presidential election and its twists and turns on the American populace. We got two astronauts stranded in space. You know, been there for almost over a year now. Scheduled to come back sometime this spring,
mm-hmm.
because their spacecraft is not fit to get them back.
That's right.
that's ooh. What, all that.
What's that noise? What's that noise?
Yeah, what's that rattling? Mm-hmm. So anyhow, give us a call. Share your story of the year. You know, from your perspective. By calling 202-588-0893, Community Watch and Comment, 202-588-0893. All right. So I guess the presidential election is probably the largest story because it affects, you know, so many things. There were twists and turns, surprises at every turn. A lot of things revealed in that election. The fact that, you know, Trump won is a story unto itself. You know, how did that happen? You know, but it happens, you know. And of course, we got the you know, what's going on in Gaza. You know, it kicked off in October. That's, you know, got the whole world on edge, you know, because of the atrocities, you know, being committed, you know, against the sovereign citizens of those areas. And, you know, there's a lot of uproar. People are very concerned about that. The weather is also, it remains to be a factor. You know, ain't nothing we can do about that. Well, let's put it this way, not short term. Long term, you know, we can do what we can to mitigate these situations with the weather. But weather is a changing. And even, you know, you don't have to be a soothsayer or, you know, or clairvoyant to see that. You know, so anyhow, 202-580-8893, your story of the year. Chip, you want to, you got a story of the year you want to start off with?
Well, I mean, the story of the year is just unfolding. You know, Trump just announced, or in an interview just said that reducing prices is going to be hard. So I think this story is going to unfold into the next year for a lot of people. That's the reason that they elected him, was this idea that he was somehow going to bring back prices. And now he's fessing up to the fact that the president really doesn't have much to do with that. So it's an unfolding story.
Good for the economy.
Story. That's right.
I believe he's good for the economy. He brought jobs. You know, that's the story. The story also, and piggybacking on that, is that, you know, once the people see these policies, you know, and the flip-flops and, you know, the incompetency of, you know, these people that are being appointed to these high positions, you know, that's people, look, they're on edge about that right now, you know, including the Congress. You know, they know they got a tiger by the tail and, you know, what we're going to do.
Yeah.
All right, 202-580-8893. Let's go to the calls, y'all. Good morning.
Hello, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it my one?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
I've got a little testimony. It's going to take me 90 seconds to read it. I believe in
sir, is your testimony? What do you mean testimony?
Just my life experience, my story.
Okay, but sir, you know, we try to be flexible, but we're going to give you the time to do that, but keep it to what you said, okay? We got other calls. All right.
What's wrong? What's the problem?
Proceed.
What's the problem? Huh? Or proceed?
Yes, sir.
I believe in getting to the root, i.e. radical. Jesus and the Bible propagate the laissez-faire philosophy of early merchants, and there is no getting around, quote, waiting for his return, unquote. Remember, there were no churches until John the Baptist and Jesus started the movement. It is well suited for the ruling class to continue ruling. I'm into liberation theology. Jesus reconciled humans and the God question. You don't reverse correct verdicts. That's why I bear witness that the only author and finisher of my faith is Jesus, and that for a government mouth say tongue is his messenger. The word is truth, and only the truth can set you free. There is a judgment day coming. There will be a revolution in struggle. Robert, thank you.
All right, thank you. 202-580-8893. Good morning, caller.
Yes. I was going to talk about a couple of things. One is that last week we talked about how the 1994 crime bill and how we as African Americans also wanted to wanted the crime bill. And I thought that was a very good point because the oppressor makes conditions and undermines our communities to the point where we call for our own oppression. And my story is we have to stop doing that. I mean, this is being done on purpose for us to call for our own oppression. And that's exactly what's happening with this economy. Everybody said, oh, it's the economy. We poor. We can't buy eggs. But yet, during this very month at the beginning on Black Friday, they broke all records with sales. How is that even possible? And, you know, so, we're being complicit in genocide and apartheid by feeding the beast. By, you know, and we're basically supporting our own oppression. So I'm calling on people, and that's my story, to stop doing that, to stop, you know, to stop funding the undermining of countries in Haiti and the Sudan and Gaza and even here in the United States. So that's my
story. All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. 202-580-8893. Community question comment. Okay. The the young lady does have a point about, you know, people, consumers.
Right. Well, also
black,
they
white. Yeah,
they get caught up in a narrative in a story, you know, that isn't the whole truth. You know, the idea that Trump can fix the prices, which he can't, you know, and that things are not as bad as they have been presented. You know, that the underpinnings of this economy are the dream of all of the other countries around the globe. You know, it's America's economy that's actually pulling people all over the globe out of the almost depression of the coronavirus epidemic.
Pandemic. Yeah, and you know, but unfortunately, there's a price to pay for that.
Right.
Because. You know, the Walmarts and the, it used to be Kmarts and, you know, the retailers and, you know, all manner of businesses and corporations are, you know, taking advantage and soothing the pockets, you know, of consumers.
Right.
And consumers don't have a chance. You know, I mean, their only chance is to educate themselves. Because if you go into, the minute you go into any kind of store, it's like going into a casino. So, you know, things are fixed, things are rigged, you know, how much light does this get, where it goes on the shelf. It's very, very scientific.
Mm-hmm.
202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
What's your story of the year?
Yeah, The Roman Empire, Fall of the Roman Empire by Gibbon. Read that. Political anarchy and moral awfulness. And it's all out of control. Caesar wanted more than to be the leader. He wanted to be worshipped. But you have to read the unfolding. What we see now is power in the hands of one single man. And that's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right. That says a lot. You know, the fall of the Roman Empire is a, you know, it's worth studying.
Yep.
Just because it didn't have Teslas, you know, and whatnot, the greed and corruption was still there, and you know, and it manifests itself into its destruction. And the U.S. is in, you know, some would argue that it's in the same type of situation. I mean,
right.
You know, look, even our worship for American football, you know, the stadiums, the
Coliseum games, right?
Yeah, you know, and we fiend on that stuff.
Well, you know, you can learn from history. You can learn from history ways to fight it, because, you know, one of the other things that was known in Rome is that when the ruling class got out of hand, the working class would just leave the city. They would leave them with no one to do the jobs.
Right. And
that would make them pull back on what they wanted to do, because they were suddenly, you know, met with the fact that they don't actually do anything, you know.
So. good point. And they didn't do anything.
Right.
202-580-0893. Good morning, caller. What's your story of the year?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey. Good morning.
My story of the year is I'm still not listening to the news, and my blood pressure is great. And I can't take it. I don't listen to commercial news. And I have to hold my ears a little bit when I'm listening to you all and the news broadcast, because I know WPFW is giving straight facts, no opinions. The other networks make you want to throw up. So I'm sticking with that. Just got to. I got to live peaceably. We know what's wrong, and we keep talking over and over and over about what is wrong and how it's doubling down and going to get worse. But, you know, the orange one only has the amount of power that he's given. And we do have the power. We just have to stand together at one time. And like you were talking about what happened with the Roman Empire, we got to leave the city.
That's it. They called it the cessario of the plebes.
Well,
the
secession of the plebes. Talking about that in a serious way.
Common man would leave.
Yes. And, you know, we got to tell people, you got to think about how you want to celebrate Christmas. Start with that. We don't have to celebrate the commercial part. We know what
that's
it's
right.
about. So I would love to hear solutions all day from listeners and you guys. How do we get the third party up and running? How do we get rid of the Congress that we have right now? Both parties need to go. They lie. They have lied for the last 20 years. They live like billionaires off of $175,000 salary. Things haven't changed. Biden's in a dream world. And it's like, I'm not afraid of the orange one coming into office. He's not going to get anything done. He'll be in court being sued by every other state, or he'll be playing golf. That's it for him. He wants to have, probably a ticker tape parade. I heard that they're going to have an act up, an extra strong celebration of Martin Luther King Day, since that's what the day of his inauguration.
Yeah, that's how they operate.
His inauguration. Nauseous.
That's how they operate.
It's time to leave the city. Peace out.
Leave the city. Put on your, like Warnock said, put your shoes on and start walking. Wouldn't that be something?
It is. I mean, it's also about changing our view, because we're so short-sighted. You know, we're thinking, and you know, it's the way most of us live, you know, paycheck to paycheck. So we're not extending our vision to open the opportunities that we have to make change down the road. You know, that's sometimes you do have to take a little pain up front to make things better down the road.
202-588-0893, stories of the year. What's what story got you interested, or like the previous caller said, she stopped watching the news. You know what? The ratings say that a lot of people have taken that stance, you know, on a multitude of channels. This election left a real bitter taste in people's mouths about the media and its responsibilities and how it handled those responsibilities. You know, they're not getting all scientific about it, but they got common sense. You know, they see what they see. And so, you know, so ratings for commercial for news media is plummeting, you know, and you know, that's just, that's the, some would say, the deservedly so. It's about let the market forces determine success or failure.
Yep.
202-588-0893. We got three more callers, so let's get right to them. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show. What's your story of the year?
How you doing, sir? My name is Mustafa. I'm from Washington, D.C. My story of the year is how in the world that, and I'm former law enforcement, former military, that, you know, if one of the brothers get indicted for one issue, they going to jail. They going to throw them. They going to throw the key away. This dude get 36 to 38 indictments, and they stick. And he said that he's the president of the United States in less than 30 days. So that's my issue. I got an issue with that, man. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for making that call. And you should have an issue with that. You know? You should. And that, what's amazing, and that's my story of the year. The willingness to overlook, the willingness of certain populations to overlook all of that, you know, to look everything, you know, just nothing, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter. And that is frightening.
Mm-hmm.
That is very frightening. And that's the story for me, how the country turned red. You know, what's you know, and look, and how was it done so successfully?
Yeah, I mean, it's a you know, Trump once said, you know, back in what, 2016, how he loves uneducated people. It's a question of not knowing, you know. Like I said, it's a short-sightedness and not connecting the dots.
Nah, well, you know, I would have said that in the past, but these people, it's obvious that, you know, white intellectuals, you know, what upper middle class, you know, white folks, you know, they're not stupid, you know, they're not stupid. And, you know, the forces that motivated them to ignore all this evidence, all that traffic on Trump, is just, it's fascinating, but it's also a warning. No one saw that coming. Some, you know, it's always gonna be, oh yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyhow, 202-588-0893, and the repercussions to come. Good morning, Carla. What's your story of the year?
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chip. This is
Hello.
Rick calling. This is Rick calling from Germany. My story of the week is the Daniel Penny, Jordan Neely situation in New York, where one man can kill a black man for having a nervous breakdown. That's my story of the week, fellas.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people didn't pay that much attention. That thing's been in the trial phase for quite some time. People forget. You know, people have done, you know, that attention span. But yeah, they excused him for killing the brother, and it's once again, what's happening to the human psyche that can happen,
right?
That level of injustice can occur.
They see the other person as the other. That's it. I mean, they don't identify them as being part of their tribe. You know, that this is a foreigner. So, you know, even though he's a fellow American, you know, fellow New Yorker, he's the other, you know, and we feel discomfort with him. So what happens to him doesn't really matter, you know.
It becomes inconsequential. 202-588-0893. What's your story of the year? Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How you doing?
All right.
Wonderful. I've been on this earth over 73 years, and I'm not afraid of whoever comes up there. And we had no real choice, and that should be the question. How is it that we had a choice of somebody who nobody voted for, or a choice of somebody who people recognize as ignorant and racist? And I think the fact that we had no choice should be the main issue. A long time ago, when we loved each other, we lived a very poorer point. We lived in a poorer manner. When it was before the 70s, I think we had so many females that were just had to clean houses. Even males and females with degrees had to push brooms and do some other things. I think we've made some things. When times were much worse, we've come through. And I think now people are forgetting lessons. I think that I'm not afraid of the stuff happening in Syria. I think essentially the United States is going down. It just may go down a little bit slower. But I also, when I look at the fact that these mercenaries were paid $2,000 a month, which over there, soldiers were getting $40 a month on the Syrian side. I think that we need to get back to loving each other and stopping violence any way we can. And I think we have other questions we have to answer. How is it that all the Arabs were taken off of MSNBC and CBS and ABC prior to this conflict? How is it that nobody is mentioning the fact that for 78 years, the Palestinians have been imprisoned, had their land stolen, been raped, have been summarily whatever? I think that there, if genocide is going on, that should be the main issue. That should be the one issue. And I hope that it remains so. I'm not sure if
it's right.
Still on or not, but I think we're going to advance no matter who's president. Take care.
Okay. Well, thanks for the optimism. And he does have this point. We have been through some stuff. You know, the American people. I mean, just in this one year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the political turmoil and the rancor, the racism, the misogyny, all that stuff just out there, you know, in your face. You know, and there's no longer behind closed doors. You know. Or what you call secure neighborhoods,
right?
And you know, it's all out in the open, and the American people are trying to navigate this. What little conscience they have left, you know, they know this stuff is not right. But why are they still compelled to do these things, to support these things?
Self interest.
Bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, if you look through history, much of the advancement, whether it's civil rights, or the right for women to vote, or even the end of slavery, all of those happen in periods where economically America was doing well. That quote unquote the ruling class, or the semi middle class didn't have a fear, economic fear, and so they felt more gregarious, and they felt like they had the ability to give to the other. You know, we never would have had a civil rights movement if we had been going through a recession during that time. White America would never let it happen. You know, we never would have given women the right to vote if we hadn't come out of boom. You know, in the economy, it's like.
Well, you know, that's I'll just say this, that's debatable, okay? But we'll let the listeners deal with that. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I'm a fairly new listener, and I just want to say I appreciate the very spirited discussions I hear on Friday mornings. And I guess my new story of the year would be that I would say it's pretty sad, the recent the assassination of the United Healthcare CEO, for his family at least, but the issue that's being brought to light about the indirect, you could say indirect murders of people who are filing for claims and whatnot. It's brought to light that this issue that's going on in America currently isn't really a left versus right. I don't know where I heard it from, but it very much is a top versus the bottom. And us at the bottom, being the people who have to go through healthcare systems and use our own hard-earned money and assume that they will protect us in situations where we need our life to be protected. And sadly, that's not the case. That's all I wanted to comment. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking about that.
And it does, it brings up a thing too, that we, you know, as people, we have to be able to hold two things in our mind at the same time. That, you know, vigilante justice and the killing of this guy, you know, we don't condone that. But at the same time, we can understand where the motivation can come from. When you look at, especially United Healthcare, you know, they deny claims at twice the rate of every other insurance company. They are the fourth largest company in the United States by revenue. And so that doesn't happen without some people being denied stuff. And it goes back to Nixon. Nixon was the one that made our healthcare a for-profit venture. And that's what has stopped us from having national healthcare like, you know, all of the other major industrialized countries, that they never went through a period where it became for profit. And once it becomes for profit, there are vested interests that will fight hard to make sure that revenue stream keeps going, you know?
Indeed. All right, good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I want to bring attention to this woman, and Chip, you probably know her name. She's a soothsayer. I don't really go for, you know, a lot of that paranormal stuff, but this woman has been right. She's another Notre Dame. Like 90% of the time, she predicted the coronavirus and a few other things. Anyway, she is saying that World War III will start in Syria, and I don't know her name. They call her Mother Somebody. She's in one of the.
I know you're talking about very short woman.
Okay.
Yeah. It's hard to pronounce her name, but she's blind.
Yeah.
These gifts came to her as a child.
Right.
Is it Baba Vanga? Is it?
Yeah.
Baba Vanga. That's her.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to bring it up, John.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can imagine the prophecy business is pretty good right now. Everybody want to know. You know, what's going to happen? And you know, what people also don't realize that these people have track records. You know, they don't just come out the blue and, they, you know, and those talents, as they say, those skills, those gifts, you know, are real. It's been well documented.
Well, so, Kreskin died this week, didn't he?
I hadn't heard that.
Mentalist. I remember you used to have a TV show, The Amazing Chris, the Mentalist.
Yeah, the great
Chris. The futurist. He passed away this week.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, the prophets are out there, and they're out there, you know, sharing, you know, what their views are. Can you imagine the Google searches about this election prior to it happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, good gracious, who would have predicted all of that? You know, but somebody had that,
right?
Had that that ability to do so, and you know. So anyhow, but look, little common sense and little math, one and two, you can add things up for yourself.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing is that, you know, I think people that are steeped in the study of history can tell you that there are trends that, you know, people get mad at me on social media, you know, especially after Trump made Time magazine and I posted Trump and Hitler, you know, both on the cover of Time magazine. And they constantly say, well, you know, Trump is no Hitler. Well, he's not Hitler of the 40s. He's not Hitler of 1940s, but he's Hitler of 1930s. And sometimes that's what knowing history, it allows you to see things that are going to happen before they become a Holocaust. And that's why you want to be versed in history of trends, you know.
Don't be afraid, guys. You got to check it out. Look at you. Look at that. Look at that. There were, you know, the Second World War.
Be inquisitive.
It's not a very long period, right? All right, 202-580-8893. We got a couple more callers here, so let's get right to them. Good morning. You're on WPFW. What's your story of the week? I mean, story of the year.
Year.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Is that me?
That's you.
Okay. Wonderful. So I think the story of the year is a word, and I think the word that ties everything in is evil. And I really don't hear that word said enough in terms of everything, linking everything together. It seems to be pervasive, and it seems like it's ratcheting up. I'm not sure if anybody who's listening, audience, or if you two gentlemen have ever seen a movie called Noah. You know, Noah of the Ark with Russell Crowe.
I've seen parts of it, not the entire thing.
Okay, well, it would probably be best to see the entire thing. But there's this montage where it goes through the history of time of evil, and it's two men, and each time there's one man killing another man, being bludgeoned to death, being stabbed to death. So evil has always existed. So there was a brother that called in earlier that said, you know, go back to being, you know, good and kind to one another. I don't think that it ever really existed, you know, in this totality. But I do think there's times in history where it's like a boiling pot. It has ratcheted up. And so I think there needs to be more studies. There needs to be more conversations about evil. The only person I really hear talk about evil really is Reverend Barber. And what I do like about the Poor People's Movement is that there is a whole swath of different types of people, you know, not getting their needs met. And Chip, I want to push back on a little something that you said. People act the way they do for self-advancement. I don't think they do. I think it's out of fear. I think people do what they do and they act out because they're afraid. And I think these principles, I'm not sure, you know, what these are called. I'm sure in philosophy they're called something. But people do act out of fear. And this fear leads them to do evil stuff. You know? So I do agree.
And the counter to that, like I said, you know, when we look at the advancements in this country, have always been in periods where people don't have that fear. When the economy is well, they feel that they can share, you know. But I do agree that it comes from a fear, the bad things.
Well, you know, I want to talk about this evil because, you know, you picked up on something here because people don't seem to understand what evil is. It's like they think it's just some supernatural force or something.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's real. You know, when people, you know, knowingly just go out and beat up or maim or hurt outright racist acts, homophobic acts, you know, the only person that can touch their hearts is God himself.
Right.
You know, because that evil is there. It's like, and that's once again, that goes back to my story of the year. How can people embrace this level of evil, you know, without calling it for what it is? The evangelicals, you know, they're certainly not doing it. You know, they're all in march step with this move.
Well, so, of course, yeah, because you make a good point. I mean, think about it. I mean, the world is becoming browner. The world is getting more melanated, and other people are starting to die out. They're afraid. They don't want to see their people, you know, not be around anymore and populate the world. And, to be honest, you know, what folks have done to us, they think, oh, well, if they get the numbers, they're going to swing back around and do it onto us.
That's what happened to Kamala.
the Noah montage. You need to check out the movie. That montage where they're like killing two men, killing each other throughout time. It has always been this way. But either we gonna settle it and take that pot off of the stove before it's boiling over, or God gonna handle it. And I'll leave it at that.
I think the latter would be more likely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning, Ron and Chip. Hope you're all having a good day. All right. I wanted to, first off, when I started listening, I heard Chip saying something about why you're having healthcare problems because of the profit in healthcare, which I agree. But I think it's important, he was talking about history, that for over 100 years, we have been fighting the AMA and the budding insurance industry for universal health care. But 100 years before that, after the Civil War, there was a discussion about universal health care. But when somebody said there, well, you mean everybody? You mean the black folks get it too?
Mm-hmm.
And when they said, yes, they said, no, that's okay. And that's a fact. You know, so the reality is that racism has permeated public policy and has been public policy in this country since its founding. But that's not even the main point I want to make. I think. Okay, I don't know what's going on.
Still there?
But yeah, I'm still here. Okay, but the main point I want to make is we need to stop talking so much and worrying so much about what happened and who did what. I mean, there's the reason why there's been so much discussion around this murder of the CEO is because the media has not talked about the reality of the health crisis going on in this country. We get mostly commercials on the news shows. They're all ads. But what we need is not to know what's going on with our folks, you know, other places. That's... And what we need to focus on is not what they're doing, but what we're going to do. My husband, before he died, always said, you know, we spend way too much time ruminating over what these folks are trying to do to us. We already know what their game plan is. What we need to do is figure out what our game plan is. And remember that the greatest profiteering enterprise they have engaged in is war. So please believe that they are going to continue to invest in that and try to push us towards it. It's not like we're trying to create it. You got all these forces trying to stop it, but neither the U.S. nor Israel nor a number of those countries abide by the U.N. rules. They're letting Israel do whatever it wants. And that's now giving other people the idea that, well, hey, if they can do it, so can we.
Right.
So we need to figure out what it is we're going to do because it's our world that they're screwing up, not theirs. And we always got to remember that this is ours, and we've got to defend it.
All right. Thank you for your call this morning.
Yes, thank you.
You know, Chip, I just thought about something, man. On that evil thing again.
Yeah.
How can people just escape the thought or the reality that, you know, over 70,000 people, you know, men, women, and children have been killed in Gaza.
Right.
You know, how can, you know, you process that to just ignore it?
You know, it's the thing about evil is that it doesn't come out as full evil. People get there through baby steps, you know, by ignoring, you know, what happens to people of color in their neighborhood. You know, they head down the trend. You know, talk about healthcare. You know, it's the only way a place like United Healthcare can deny the 32% of the people that have insurance from them is that they have to have employees that, you know, day after day, you know, deny one person or two people or three people. You know, it's through the baby steps until finally you look up and you're not where you started. Yeah, you're not where you started. You are a different person.
202-588-0893. How can parents go into a high school basketball game, you know, sit there and watch you know, the African players, the African-American players get called monkeys and let the students throw bananas out there on the floor, you know, without taking action. You know, like I say, it's just, that's evil. You know, that's just evil, you know, and evil is just bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get back to the phones. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You on WPFW.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
I mean, just to pick up on your comment about evil, I think we're missing something when we speak of evil. I think, honestly, we're under the delusion that evil. All right, so we tend not to pay any attention to what really causes evil in a lot of cases, and that's capitalism. Mm-hmm. Capitalism is evil, you know, in itself. All right. I mean, you take, you know, you talk about these corporations and these CEOs getting murdered, et cetera, et cetera. That's all a product of capitalism, right? It's greed that drives people to do things that they normally wouldn't do. It's Christmas time. There's a lot of people committing crimes. Crime rate is up during this time of year, and that's due to capitalism. That's due to, you know, people had needs. You know, and the only way to fulfill those needs is by committing crime for some, you know. But even corporations, you look at these corporations and how greedy they get around this time of year. So it's just I think, you know, the seed of our evil deeds in this world in which we live. You can face that at the knees of capitalism. Capitalism is the blame for a lot of that stuff. So let's not ignore that when we're speaking of, you know, evil deeds. And that's my piece.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thanks for sharing it.
It is.
588-0893. Good morning, caller.
Yep. Hello, fellow.
Yes, please. Last week I called about pardoning those who had committed, you know, had been imprisoned over the weed. I hear that some have been released or pardoned as of yesterday or so. There's another person who should literally shouldn't be in jail, but at least or prison, but should be pardoned. And that is a gentleman, an attorney, who won a case against Chevron in billions of dollars. And his name is Attorney Stephen Donziga. I don't know if you heard about him.
Don't know.
Anyway, this attorney won $9.5 billion judgment against Chevron for decades of dumping toxic oil into the Ecuadorian Amazon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was caught again. He caught attention because, you know, when as a human rights activist. But then when somehow there was a technicality that he was found on and he didn't want to do something about the court, it was about court contempt. The man has been serving time already now almost 2 years. The issue was, please pardon this guy because there's no reason him serving this long sentence on the technicality. And at the same time, it is clear he has spent 993 days in home detention with a GPS, you know, bracelet. So the issue is that why shouldn't he be pardoned? And we talk about politicians coming, writing letters and so forth. There is the McGovern Presley, or, you know, Massachusetts, I think is a representative. They are calling for pardon. What is going on? Please make it a point that you bring this issue to the front page about pardoning the people who really deserve pardon, not just your son. Thank you so much.
All right. 202-588-0893. That P word is going to be prominent in 2025.
Yeah.
You know, both, you know, from both parties, it's going to be crazy.
Well, Trump also is hedging his bets on pardoning the January Sixers too in the interview he did with Time. You know, he sort of pulled back on the saying he was going to pardon everybody. You know.
So. Well, you know, like I say, once the people get a taste of that medicine,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're gonna smell the sauce. They're gonna need the sauce. All right, well, this is what we got. You know, this is what we want. So, you know. All right, 202-580-0893. This morning we've been getting your stories of the year. There have been plenty, continue to be plenty. From the Middle East to Southeast, you know. Trayvon White is, you know, having issues, regrettably. You know, I need another D.C. politician. You know, creating problems for themselves,
right?
And the communities they serve. So, I mean, nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that we've seen this past year that, you know, is the overall arching story is you know, what kind of America do we want to have? I mean, do we want to stop kids from college protesting evil that's being done in Palestine? You know, I mean, the way they go in and yank them out or say yeah. they're going to keep them from ever having a fruitful life by, you know, denying them graduation and all that kind of stuff. It is evil. You know, when you try to suppress good, it's evil.
Simple as that. And the reason you try to suppress good is because you are evil. You know, I mean, you know, you're not stupid. You know the consequences of these decisions, the results. But just saying, I don't care. I want my pound of flesh, and I'm going to get it, you know? Even if it's, you know, denying that student an opportunity, you know, in companies. So, you know, it's, and I think all the callers have said, this is a very, very complicated
issue.
2025 is going to make it, you know, it's going to be very interesting. That's all I can say, because you got the 2025 project they're going to try to put online. You got the, you know, you got the House and Senate doing the confirmation process, you know, putting, you know, questionable people in high places, and many times unqualified people in high places. And I'll do a little pre-prediction here. I say by June, you know, this administration is going to start collapsing because of the level of incompetence, you know, that these people represent taking over these agencies, you know, the what you call the bullying,
right?
That these people are going to be engaged in.
Well, it's also the lack of governance. You know what I mean? Part of the reason that we had the pandemic, I believe, is because Trump dismantled the early warning system that Obama and other presidents. I mean, there was like 160 places around the globe where we had basically scientists monitoring pandemics before they got to the U.S. But Trump dismantled that. And it is that.
And intentionally.
Yeah. And it is that, that lack of long-term thinking, you know. One of the cartoons I saw this past week, which struck a chord for me, was about the shooting of the CEO, where is, you know, a board of CEOs going, oh my God, you know, this is terrible. You know, we're in fear that we could be shot at any moment, you know, in the public. And then the next panel was a middle school going, yeah, well, welcome to my life.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Apropos.
Yeah. So it's all important when it's about us. But, you know, we let middle schoolers get, you know, shot out of the blue.
Right.
Without even thinking about it.
Yeah. The level of fear in that business community is off the chain. I mean, they're hiring lifeguards. I mean, security guards, armed security guards.
Right.
So, because they, it's amazing when you, that guilt, you're chewing at you, you know? Yeah. I ain't let these people get the healthcare they need, and And now, you know, they're coming after me, you know. So, but anyhow, that's going to play out next year, too.
Right.
Keep your ears on, you know. Keep your feet to the ground.
Head on a swivel.
All right.
Seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Scott Baba. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is pressing ahead with efforts to unify Middle East nations in supporting a peaceful political transition in Syria. He met today with Turkey's foreign minister after talks with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to try to bring Turkey into a consensus to prevent Syria from collapsing into wider turmoil. It's Blinken's 12th trip to the Mideast since the Israel-Hamas war erupted last year in Gaza, but first since the ouster of Syrian President Bashar Assad. The outgoing Biden administration is particularly concerned that a power vacuum in Syria could exacerbate already heightened tensions in the region and create conditions for the Islamic State group to regain territory and influence. Meanwhile, Israel's defense minister told troops to prepare to remain through the winter months on the peak of Mount Hermon, Syria's highest point, located in a swath of southern Syria that Israeli troops moved into after the fall of Damascus to insurgents. The comments by Defense Minister Israel Katz signal that the military will extend its occupation of the zone along the border, which Israel says it seized to create a buffer zone. In a statement today, Katz said that holding the peak was of major importance for Israel's security and that it would be necessary to build facilities there to sustain troops through the winter. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said yesterday that Israeli troops would remain in the zone until another force across the border in Syria could guarantee security. United Nations spokesperson Stephane Dujarric called for an urgent de-escalation of airstrikes on Syria by Israeli forces and their withdrawal from the UN buffer zone.
The Secretary General is deeply concerned by the recent and extensive violations of Syria's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The Secretary General is particularly concerned over the hundreds of Israeli airstrikes on several locations in Syria, stressing the urgent need to de-escalate violence on all fronts throughout the country.
Russia has launched a massive aerial attack against Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia fired 93 cruise and ballistic missiles and almost 200 drones in today's bombardments. He says it is one of the heaviest bombardments of the country's energy sector since Russia's full-scale invasion almost 3 years ago. Zelensky says Ukrainian defenses shot down 81 missiles, including 11 cruise missiles that were intercepted by F-16 warplanes provided by Western allies earlier this year. Zelensky renewed his plea for international unity against Russian President Vladimir Putin, but uncertainty surrounds how the war might unfold next year. President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to end the war and has thrown into doubt whether vital U.S. military support for Kyiv will continue. French President Emmanuel Macron has named centrist ally François Bayrou as prime minister after a historic parliamentary vote ousted the previous government last week. Bayrou, a crucial partner in Macron's centrist alliance, has been a well-known figure in French politics for decades. His political experience is seen as key in efforts to restore stability, as no single party holds a majority at the National Assembly. Among the roughly 1,500 people whose sentences were commuted or who were pardoned by President Joe Biden yesterday are a nonprofit leader who supports at-risk youth, a social worker who fosters animals, and a counselor and recovery coach. One woman who received a pardon said she wanted people with drug addiction to know there is always hope. Catherine Carley has more.
Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal credits President Joe Biden for commuting the sentences of 1,500 people on home confinement.
I'm waiting to see exactly what this list covered before saying what I think the next list should cover, but I'm hopeful that there will be a next list, and I'm glad that the president did this.
Jayapal is also asking Biden to change the sentences of those on federal death row to life in prison before President Donald Trump takes office. The White House is reportedly looking at preemptive pardons for members of the House January 6th committee who Trump says should be jailed. The former chair, Democrat Benny Thompson of Mississippi, says pardons would be well justified.
We stand by the work of the committee. Our committee did a wonderful job. We shared it with the public, and all the public has to do is to read the report.